If you'd like to hear the same from other cultures, Plato is known to have participated in all traditional religious rituals, despite his notion that it was all a sham. He couldn't challenge long-standing traditions and habits, a lesson he learned from his master. His mentor, suspected of attempting to introduce new ideas, failed so severely that it resulted in his death, and this all took place after his defense. Nowadays, we witness many individuals who are captivated by prejudice and stuck in idolatry. When confronted with their beliefs, they fall back on the traditions of their fathers, grandfathers, and great-grandfathers. It is likely for this reason that some cultures refer to tradition as second nature. When doctrines become part of tradition, they root even deeper. A person can more readily change any other part of their life than their religious beliefs. The combined effect of shame and tradition acts as a significant barrier, particularly for the elderly and less intelligent, who appear to be learning new principles quite late in their lives. And it's not surprising if this happens to the soul. After all, even the body is greatly influenced by habits.